Well, hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here on Audio Boo. And it's 9:28 on Tuesday, December 11th. And this morning at 9 a.m. I was not where I should have been. I was not in my chair with Nick Holloway Fox and his 3-minute, 10-minute contemplative chill out zone. Breathing space. And I'll tell you why. I was being interviewed by the police. Yes, shock horror. What the hell has Mac done? Well, actually, I did nothing. But it was an incident that happened yesterday, and I thought I would record this just as a warning to all my friends out there who most likely are doing what I do when we are out and about recording audio or listening to audio. I was coming through the park yesterday just after 3, the park that, you know, I have walked through so many times, and I had my iPhone in my hand because I was recording on Audio Boo, and a youth, on a BMX bike flew past me from behind. I heard them coming, I heard the tyres, but even though I did have my earbuds in, I heard the tyres, so I stepped into the side to let them pass, and the little bugger tried to snatch my iPhone from my hand as he flew past. Fortunately, when I'm outdoors, my iPhone is always in its rubber spec case. It's an excellent case, but the rubber part is great. Will not slip anywhere. And I think that's what saved it. Had it been not in that case, just as the iPhone was, or in a smooth case, I guess he would have got it. But my spec case has not only protected this phone from many drops, but protected it from being snatched from my hand. Anyway, my Audio Boo recording was interrupted, and I actually voiced what had just happened. My train of thought had gone. The funny thing was, I wasn't particularly angry. I was more kind of, I don't know, surprised that someone had tried to do this. So, of course, I stopped and I contacted the local police, who just took basic details and said they would arrange to send someone out to speak to me about it. Just for the record, I wasn't too bothered because, obviously, I still had my phone, which would have been a big loss, by the way. So, hence at 5:05 this morning, the two police officers, male and female, turned up at the door and asked if they could come in and talk to me about the incident and take down some details so that we can track the young guy, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, so hence, my setup was all ready for hanging out with Nick, and it's gone. And so have the police. They've now gone. So, it's in the record book. But part of the reason of doing this audio boot is to warn you all out there that, you know, I'm not a lady, I'm not a girl, and this guy, young, I'd say 15, 16-year-old guy, slightly shorter than me, he's going to have a go at me, he's going to have a go at people who probably get the phone off much easier, and the officers did say that this kind of thing is becoming more prevalent, more recorded, and especially this time of the year, and it seems to be that a lot of the time they are using bikes. Because if they get your phone, your device, then they're off like a shot, and you won't be able to catch them on a bike. And if they don't, as that young guy didn't get the phone, you still won't be able to catch him. And at the end of the day, if he hasn't taken the phone, what are you going to catch him for? He'll just deny everything. He's not got your phone. What are you going to charge him with? Yeah, it's just his word against yours, as it were. But it was just because the officers had said that modern day, when people are going about now holding phones in their hands all the time, it's an easy snatch, and particularly at Christmas time, these youngsters or people can get themselves an early Christmas present, and or flog it for that matter, and get some early Christmas money. So just as a warning to my friends out there, just please be vigilant now. I know I'm going to be even more vigilant now, although it probably or may not ever happen to me again, but now I'm going to be extra aware. In fact, I'll be perfectly honest with you, when I was coming back from the surgery this morning, just after 8 o'clock, I actually turned round a few times just to check who was behind me, and I never did that before. It's a safe park. I've been walking through that park for 22 years. Just as a word of warning, that they did say it's becoming more prevalent now, especially this time of year. Just watch. Keep a tight grip of your phone, or try and keep it tucked in towards your chest or your body or something. Like many others, I hold my phone up and it's kind of sideways, pointing across my face, in front of my face. And that is an easy grab, isn't it, really? So I'm going to be extra careful now. So please be careful. It sounds like that guy from Hill Street Blues. Be careful out there. But yes, I really mean it as a word of warning. I wouldn't like anyone of my followers, friends, I say my friends rather than followers, my friends, to not just have their phone stolen, but obviously the great loss of that, maybe stuff you've got on it, personal stuff, but also the upset that it can cause when something like that happens, and then having to deal with the police and make statements, and you know, it's not a nice thing you have to do, so just be careful. That's it. It's not a lecture, of course. It's just me trying to look after my friends. Bye for now.